there's a acceptable. I mean, it's acceptable. God accepts it at that level. It's more like God accepting it at that level that we can move. But not perfect yet. But then there's the perfect will of God. And in verse 2, it's not talking about something outside. It's talking about something inside us. It says, the transformation of our mind. Do you notice that when people talk about God's will, two people can talk about God's will in a different way? And sometimes, when people are going along the same track, three or four people can sense the will of God differently. So you wonder, how come? Which part is really God's will? The reason we sense differently is because our minds are transformed differently. In proportion to how our mind is transformed, in that measure will we be able to discern what is the good, acceptable, perfect will of God. Now, most Christians don't even know that there are three different areas of God's will. All they know is God's will. There's the good will, there's the acceptable will, and there's the perfect will. And every time, if you're not walking in the right, if you're not doing the right thing in the right time, in the right way, in the right motive, you drop off from the perfect will into the acceptable. God accepts it at that level, but if you can, you should move higher into God. How are we to discern what is acceptable and what is the best? Good, better, best. You want the best. How do we get into the best? By having our minds transformed. The word transform here is from the Greek word metamorphomia, which is the word where we get the English word metamorphosis. And we talk about metamorphosis when you talk about a worm turning into a butterfly. Metamorphosis is a complete change, a transformation. It's the same Greek word that is used when it says that Jesus' robes was transformed on the Mount of Transfiguration. They saw his natural cloth or whatever material his clothing was transformed into something shiny. That is metamorphomia. So here is talking about something happening in our mind and in our understanding. Where we begin to perceive the perfect. And that is where we really discover our destiny. I don't know of the many Christians on the planet Earth, what is the percentage of Christians walking in the perfect will of God? Maybe 1%, maybe 0.1%. And what is the percentage of Christians walking in the acceptable will? At least they are trying to go along. Or what is the percentage of Christians at least, you know, doing good in a good will? And what is the percentage completely out? But what we want to encourage is as many Christians as possible really pray. Get into God and find the perfect will. And you know what the perfect will is like? When you discover the perfect will of God, these are the signs. How do you know whether you're the perfect will? Close with these things. Number one, your strength never ceases. No matter what you're doing, your strength never ceases. Because the more you do what is the perfect strengthens you in return. So you could be doing those things for eternity and you don't find the strength. Until the cycle ends and you got to move into the other waiting pruning before you come back into another fruiting season. But what will happen is that you're a Christian who never burns out. Who always finds the energy to do those things. Now you say, Brother, what about those Christians who sometimes run out of steam and strength? Because they slip out from the perfect into the permissive for some time. And don't know how long they've been running along that road. And they find that his yoke is hard and the burden heavy. The very opposite of what Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So, you will find that your strength never ceases. And there is, like Jesus said, there's a lightness about it. You're strengthened in what you're doing. Number two, there is all the fruit of the Spirit inside. There is peace, there is joy, there is love. And the fruit of the Spirit just keeps flowing because in the perfect will of God, you're in the divine flow. There is long-suffering, there's patience, there's all the fruit of the Spirit keep flowing. You know, I'm sure you come across Christians who seem to be very hardworking for God, but they don't have the fruit of the Spirit. And they could be doing those things, quote-unquote, for God. But while they're doing those things for God, you get near them, you get scolded. Right? Instead of the fruit of the Spirit coming out, you got to get out of their way. Because if you're in their way, you get steamrolled over. So you wonder, how come they are Christians doing God's will and yet this is happening? The fruit of the Spirit is not showing. Because somehow, they have moved from the perfect to the permissive. Without even realizing it. And so they lose the fruit of the Spirit. And they are the ones who get burnt out. So, the fruit of the Spirit will keep flowing when you're in the perfect will of God. Number three, and this is wonderful. You will have divine visitations that will encourage you from time to time because Jesus promised that when you love Him and when you do according to His word, He promised that He will manifest to you. He will manifest to you. And so He will visit His people. His Spirit will come and draw you into the realm of the Spirit. He will come and sort of put a stamp on your life by His visitation, confirming that you are in His will. Just like the Apostle Paul, he struggled to do God's perfect will. And sometimes Christians misinterpret him and says, Paul, you should not be going to Jerusalem. You should be trying to go escape. And Paul says, no, I go bound in the Spirit. I know what God wants me to go through. And all the Christians came to him and said, no, Paul, don't. And they cried, they weep. And Paul said, why are you all crying? I'm trying to do God's will here. So he himself sensed what was God's will. And he went ahead. And when he went through those things, when he was in prison, the Lord Jesus appeared to him to confirm that he has done the right thing. And this is the word of God's promise. And I speak it with authority from the Lord Himself. The Lord will visit you. The Lord will manifest to you. The Lord will somehow touch your spirit in such a way and manifest that you will know you are flowing in His divine will. That is His promise to your lives. And He loves to do it. He loves to visit His people. You will be like Nathaniel, whom, when he believed in Jesus, and Jesus turned to Nathaniel in the Gospel of John and said, do you believe because I say to you, I've seen thee while you were under the fig tree? The heavens are open and you shall see the angels of God ascending and descending. What's He promising? Says, Nathaniel, you're walking in the right direction. You keep walking in that direction. God will manifest to you. It is a promise of God. And Jesus desires to manifest to our lives. These are the signs that God will bring you into His divine will. Now, I did not say that the perfect will in the natural is always on a mountain. Sometimes it's in a valley. Sometimes it's through the shadow of the valley of death. But you will still find Number one, you have unceasing strength. Number two, you have the divine flow of the fruit of the Spirit, like you have never known before. Peace like you've never known before. Love like you've never known before. Number three, you will have divine visitations of God. They will come to you periodically at each place along the perfect will to confirm that you're where He wants you to be. So as we discover God's will, let's move into the cycle of God's working in our life and find His perfect will for each one of us. Let's pray.